Continue with our readings from the prophecy to the races of man. This is chapter 62, a new revelation. And the man thought about the last days of the earth as prophesied by the ancient prophets of the Bible. And he gave much thought to many signs of the times manifesting. But his reading of Scripture did not enlighten him at all. And he sought an answer from God. And he continued looking at the brightening sun, praying for understanding. And suddenly, he saw a vision of an eternal light more brilliant than the sun. And he heard the voice of the Holy Child speaking to his spirit from the Word in that light, saying, "The prophets of the Hebrew religion were men inspired for a time and a day by God. The larger portion of their predictions have come to pass. Many of the ancients were inflamed with visions and symbols of the destruction of the temple and the city of Jerusalem, and with the dispersal of the Jewish population shortly following the passing of Jesus. But I say unto you, there is much more to the world than the old Hebrew people and their city. As Messiah, God is concerned with the whole world and with the fulfillment of the church. Therefore, I, your fellow servant and a child of God, reveal unto you a prophecy to be given to all the churches of the Christian community, for the illumination of those men and women of light who would do God's will in the last age of the world. I do this that the righteous may be enlightened, for the modern church labors under apostasy, having fallen away from the teachings of Jesus, the enlightened of God, come as the person of Christ to the ancients. Jesus and the apostles of his church, the resurrected in God's light, would speak out to the modern Christian communities. Because no one returns to the world in flesh, God has sent a little child to teach for a time, come in the person of Christ. And God would have all men and women know that those of Christ are of one body, one mind, and one spirit. Therefore, let all Christians know that the inspiration of this religion of light, which has come to fulfill Christianity, is of God. The child is a messenger of God. The true Christ is the light of God's Son. And let all the churches know that a holy child who walked among men and women is the patron of the new community to be established on the earth. Let it be known that the races of man must break from tradition, letting go of their old ways while making way for the new. And in this way, this new religion shall be universal, it being the fulfilled church promised by the ancient prophets. And the child as Christ would inspire the world to build a new church which would know God. For God is Messiah. He manifests to all men and women in the light of his new Son. And within this light, man made partake of his divine nature and his immortality. And God shall govern the whole world through the establishment of his new church, wedded to his Son. Therefore, prophecy to all Christians from every country and from every church, that God shall gather a chosen and holy race into one body of Christ, which is God's light incarnate in the mind and the body of man, so that the old church may be fulfilled. And this shall be a church of God. And God shall enlighten his people with the light of his eternal mind and cleanse them from their earthly ways. And God shall fill their hearts with love and their spirits with a knowledge of godly things. And man shall walk with God in fellowship in the light. And God shall make every one understand that he or she is a child of God, made in his image, which is light. And by these means, man will return to the Godhead generation after generation until all flesh is put away and man is clothed with a pure garment of light, which shall be an eternal body. And the word of God did cause the man to understand the vision and the words therein. And he heard the voice of the child of God come as a flaming angel, prophesying unto him, saying, Say to all the churches that God shall reveal the meaning of an unfulfilled prophecy, a perennial mystery to the professing church. And let every man and every woman that hear the words of this prophecy know that it is given to the Christian community by the word of God, who sent Jesus, my beloved brother in light, into the world to teach of God's light manifest in the Son of Righteousness. But men and women did reject that light. And for this reason, God speaks again to the human family through the light of his Son, come again in the world to enlighten the spirit of man. And we will now have the blessings.